Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
A beautiful and balmy weekend welcomed nearly 1,200 Knox alumni and friends back to campus on October 18th, 19th, and 20th to celebrate Homecoming 2007. In addition to this year's traditional homecoming festivities, Knox also celebrated Old Main's 150th anniversary with a giant Old Main cake and a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday led by President Roger Taylor. President Taylor also kicked off the weekend's festivities at Saturday morning's convocation, where he asked Knox students and alumni one of his favorite questions.
Members of the choir, when you go home for winter break and someone asks you where you go to college, are you going to look down at your shoes and say, small school you've probably never heard of?
No!
Well, what are you going to say when somebody asks you where you go to college?
Why did so many alumni return to Knox this year? Was it to celebrate reunions, to catch up with old friends, or to revisit the campus? We asked Knox alumni over the weekend what brought them home to Knox, and here's what they had to say.
Laura Pilcher from 2003. I had to get my choir fixed, sing with alumni choir, get my Laura Lane fixed for the year.
I'm Kate Kenzie Gingold, and I am from the class of 1982.
I'm Don Gingold, class of 81. We've been back every year. Like seeing the people, loved the experience over the 4 years that we were here, and so it's kind of nice to reminisce and just remember how it was when we were here.
And it's a good excuse to get together. Some of our friends are actually, they live in town.
Okay.
So
right.
In the beginning we used to come back to see our best man because he lived in town, and now he's moved. Now we still come back to see other people who live in town.
Right. And, of course, we've met people from years and years before. Good friends now are from the class of 72. 10 years are our seniors. And another guy that we know well is class of 62, isn't he?
Nine, eight, I don't know. 68.
Yeah, so he's even further back. And then we know somebody from either further back from there. And they're all fraternity brothers who would come back to homecoming. And we would meet them then, and then we would, you know, we use homecoming as our reunion of all of those friends.
My name is Claire Theobald Kirkpatrick. My class year was 1969. I have been so impressed by Roger and his role and what he has done to help Knox make it be more public about the special place that it is. I think that one of the things that in the last several years, I felt much more like coming back because there was this energy that is resurrecting somehow in the college. And I'm so impressed by what he's done to help the people in this community and in the college become all that they can be. And I think one of the reasons I come back is I want to see what he's doing, because I think, well, I mean, it's not what he's doing, because I know his philosophy, my feeling of his philosophy is that it's not all about him, obviously, but it's what we can do together and accomplish, and it's reaching out to the alumni and not being, and I love his comments always. Now, when you go out there and you say, oh, I went back to homecoming and I looked down at my shoes, you know, there was a time in our lives when we did do that, and I don't do that anymore.
This is Rick Huebner from the class of 1967. It's a fabulous place to meet friends that I made here and who I really haven't seen for a long time, because basically we're spread out across the United States mostly. Just the feeling when you walk on campus is, hey, this is where I had a real important part of my life. It played such a pivotal role in deciding what to do with my life. And it just feels comfortable. Even though there are new buildings and new people, the old buildings are still here. You know, the dorm I lived in and where I took my classes. And I also like to see, there's a real friendly atmosphere here. All the current students, and kids say hi to you when you're walking down the sidewalk, you know, and I felt welcome that way.
Returning to campus brought back favorite Knox memories and reminded alumni why they continue to value their Knox experience.
Caroline Andrews Porter, class of 58. Well, the Knox experience never stops, actually. As indicated by the fact I'm wandering around out here 49 years after I graduated. So it never stops. But it was a wonderful setting to go to school, small liberal arts college. It was a wonderful experience, although I have to admit that by the time I graduated, I was ready to go.
Jim Norton, although when I was on campus, I was called Sherman, and I graduated in 67. What really changed my life is the values that I learned here, the human values, not just the intellectual values, but the human values, the emphasis on equality and on ethical treatment and on that kind of stuff, you know, the whole Lincoln Douglas thing and with the 80s pledging an African-American guy and all that kind of stuff, that you can stand for principle and you can be successful. You don't get beaten down by standing for principle. That really had a powerful impact on my life. I mean, it gave me the courage to try to do things that I wouldn't have otherwise tried to do.
Twitten Park Jones, and I'm in the class of 72.
Wonderful.
Well, really, Knox was a coming of age for me, and certainly opened up the world of liberal arts thinking and the variety of people that I had not experienced up to that point in my life, and I will always be grateful for that.
And remember to save the date. Homecoming 2008 is October 30th through November 2nd. Visit the Knox website to get more information on upcoming festivities and hotel accommodations.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.